morning and sprinkled it over my forehead. It's not a day of worship unless I haven't got the facts straight. I can see from my window the sprinklers shooting like cool rubber bands, and the grass reaches out like so many hungry hands, like so many hungry hands. My bed, and I watch the sun crawl up and shoot down with a hole through its head. But I followed it surely, cause he moves so painfully slow. Saying love is worth suffering for, live without it and you'll know, live without it and you'll know, you'll surely know. And the cicada's low, I try to remember something I already know, with a fish hook and a history book. Well, the best lack all conviction, and the worst are stoned to death, and the worst are stoned to
is Worth Suffering For by the wonderful, wonderful Simon Joyner, who we are joined by on the airwaves right now. Simon, how are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing good.
That is good. I am so, so, so glad to hear it. And of course, we have you on the airwaves today to talk about Portnoy. But I hear that you're in Melbourne at the moment, correct?
Yes.
And Melbourne, you've just come back to Melbourne. You've just been here in New Zealand on, I guess, a sort of national tour, but more so of the North Island. How was that?
Oh, it was great. It was beautiful. Yeah, I would have just, excuse me, sorry. I would have just been happy to, you know, drive around and just, you know, see the country, but got some shows worked in too.
It's amazing. It's so incredible. And I'm sure they were hits. You were touring with some New Zealand legends as well.
Well, I got to play a show with Peter Jeffries, which was wonderful, in Wellington. Yeah.
It's, gosh, it's so great. And we just heard your song before, which is absolutely beautiful. Lovely, lovely Americana, beautiful tunes. And now you're going to be bringing them back here to New Zealand for Portnoy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I'll have a band with me for that show. The other shows that I did were just solo because it was on the front end. My wife and I were just basically wanting to see some of New Zealand. I played a couple shows, but they were just solo. So I'll have a band at Portnoy.
That is so exciting. Of course, you're going to be in. Have you been to Lyttelton before? Because Portnoy is in Lyttelton, of course.
I was just there visiting friends, last week, but I didn't, that was the first time I had seen it. Oh, and it's lovely.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Now, Portnoy is happening, of course, in Lyttelton on Saturday, the 1st of March. So for those listeners who are Ōtautahi based, you can get on down there. What can those listeners of BFM who are Ōtautahi based expect from your set at Portnoy?
Well, hopefully, some well-executed versions of my songs. I'm meeting with my band. Is a band that's been assembled here for me in Melbourne, and but we've never played together before. Tonight's going to be our first rehearsal, so we're going to put together a set of music and see what we can present for people on this tour. But yeah, I hope that I hope it's good. Yeah, I think it will be.
I'm sure it will be. Don't doubt yourself, Simon. Oh my goodness. Do you have any sort of do you have any sort of like hit spots that you've got to hit when you come back to New Zealand? Obviously, you've just been, but is there anywhere, do you get like an extended stay? Is there anywhere that you're just like dying to check out?
Oh, I mean, I would love to see more of the West Coast,
Oh,
which I,
yeah.
yeah, which we had a car, so but we mostly like drove up the East Side, and but we had a wonderful day in at like Lake Te Kapo,
Oh,
which was
yes.
really beautiful. I don't know that I'll have time. I mean, because we're just going to be there for the festival, and then checking it out for those days that it's happening. And so I think I'm going to be or just around that area of
Oh,
Lyttelton,
well,
Christchurch for.
you'll have just the best time.
I think so. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It looks like an amazing, really well-organized festival. Everyone that I r run into is, just raved about it. So.
Do you get much time when you're at the festival? Obviously, Portnoy's is quite stacked. You've got yourself, Sarah Mary, Chadwick, Elliot, and Vincent. Is there anyone on that lineup that you're quite excited to see? Do you get to see them?
I hope so. I mean, we're. I think I'm playing two shows. I'm playing a show with Sarah Mary Chadwick, actually. I think it's part of the. It'll be after the festival or the next day or
Ooh.
something like in the wrap up, like a secret show kind of situation.
Not secret anymore, but that's all right.
No. Oh. Uh-oh. Yeah. I think maybe the word is. Hopefully, it is.
If
You
not,
can edit this out.
sorry.
Just be a long beeping sound over that whole last.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to see her. And yeah, there's a lot of music on the festival that I hope to get to see. I'm really sad that my flight is arriving the day before it's arriving, but too late to catch the Escalation with Bruce Russell. And
Oh.
I was hoping to see that, and I couldn't change the flight to get there earlier. But there'll be so many things to see that'll be great.
Exactly. It's such a huge lineup, and it's so exciting. People of Christchurch, if you are there, Saturday the 1st of March, you can catch the wonderful Simon Joiner, as well as many, many other incredible acts, Saturday the 1st of March. And I believe there's a small amount of tickets available from Under the Radar still. It's selling like hotcakes, so if you miss out, silly, get on there. I wish I could
Yeah.
go. It's going to be so great, and I'm stoked that you're coming back to New Zealand, Simon, and what a pleasure it is to chat to you today.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Yeah, I'm really excited to get back there with the band this time. So it'll be sweet. And then next time, much longer, I have to plan for weeks instead of 1 week. It has to be, has to be at least three.
Yeah, you've got to do the West Coast, of course.
I know. I got to do it proper. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for joining me. And we are going to play one of your tracks. We're going to play The Silver Birch right here on
Thank you.
BFM. That was, of course, Simon Joiner, the wonderful. And yeah, as I said, here is his track. Catch him at Portnoy's on the 1st of March, Christchurch. You don't want to miss it.
Got a call from your mother, so it must have been a dream. She said I vanished for half of his life.
I'm returning to be seen. And then it began to rain. And it rained for over a week. I heard the dogs grind their teeth. Just like me. Pitched our tents in the pasture. The kids caught lightning bugs in a honey jar. We sang waiting for a train with your sisters. You were already in that car. And then it began to rain. Rained for over a month. The sunflowers, they got drunk. Just like me. Now Sarah looks for a wolf on the levee. She saw him cutting through the grass and mist. While I watch the ceiling lamp flicker above me and wait for the kettle on the stove to hiss. And then it began to rain. It rained for over a year. The silver birch turned gray and bitter. Like me. I've been dying to forget that day. I've been trying to hold my tongue. Who really wants to hear the victim say, I was wrong, but I was wrong. And then it began to rain. Your blue eyes, did it take you by surprise? When it began to rain, you unlaced the sky till the clouds were empty inside. Just like me.
The Silver Birch by the wonderful, wonderful Simon Joyner. Thank you so much to Simon for having taken the time to chat to me all the way from Melbourne. Obviously just gone back and forth and back and forth. I'm actually from Nebraska, so, you know, it's a whole thing. And if you liked both those songs and you're in Christchurch, hello! Go and grab your tickets to Port Noise. Oh, it's on Saturday the 1st of March in Littleton, and there are very few remaining tickets there from Under the Radar.